Tara, the Persian emperor of the time, superpower. And as the Sahabi walked in also, subhanallah, ulama explained in Hayat al-Sahaba, the riwayat is there, when he goes to that place, there was no compromise. We are those Sahaba ikram, نحن الذين بايعوا محمدا. This was the slogan. We are those Sahaba ikram, we are those people that pledge allegiance in the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to strive in the path of Allah as long as we live. We are Muhammadis. Day and night, we follow Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because on the day of Qiyamah, that will be the only contact. In our words, that's the only speed dial you will have. We are those people that pledge allegiance and put our hands in the hands of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they will say, Allahumma la aisha illa aishu al-akhira. Wallah, there is no life besides the life of akhirat. Jannah was a reality before them. Wasn't just say a fairy tale or some fairy land. It was a reality that Jannah is there, is haqq. And things are better in Jannah. Dunya is a place of strife and difficulty and chaos. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Allah says, I made insan to live in difficulty. Today we have learned where they say this is a dream that you got to fulfill before you leave this world. Allah says the dunya is a dream. A place of imperfection. No marriage is perfect. No relationship is perfect. No insan is perfect. Perfection belongs to Allah. Perfection belongs to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his character, in his way, in his sunnah. Perfection is Quran Sharif. Everything else is a deception. Is a lie, is fake. The husband has to believe that the wife loves me only. The wife has to believe he loves me only. The parents have to believe the children love me. But what is the reality we know? Muhabbat, love, what's the reason behind it? What is the catalyst? This Sahabi was asked, radiallahu anhu, why have you come? And his reply, to be written in golden words, in golden ink, in gold, till the day of Qiyamah, ابْتَعَثَنَ اللَّهِ. He learned this from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If we just understand this one part only, my dear brothers, we will give everything in our life for one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We give our entire life for one sunnah, to preserve one sunnah. Because we are khira ummah, we are the best of nations. Presently, in the future, from the past, every Nabi of Allah made dua, Ya Allah, make me from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah's reply was, you are Nabi of the time, you do not have the privilege of being an ummati. The last nation to come, Jahannam and Jannah will be haram upon all of the nations until this ummah does not enter into Jannah. The last to come, the first to enter into Jannah. Khayra ummah. Just to understand the first part of his reply, the Sahabi radiallahu anhum responds and he says, ابْتَعَثَنَ اللَّهِ. We haven't come on our own accord. Allah has sent us. Allah has sent us. I've been deputed. I've been sent. I'm a messenger of the messenger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. أَنَا رَسُولُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. I'm also a messenger of the messenger of Allah. What his message was, we are echoing that message. We have come for this. This is the spark. This is the catalyst every day. That I am carrying a message of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in my mu'amalat, my mu'asharat, in my ibadat, in my akhlaq, in my iman. All the departments of my life, daily life, in my akhlaq, I am a Muhammadi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In my iman, I am a Muhammadi. In my social dealings, I am a Muhammadi. In my social interactions, business dealings, I am a Muhammadi. In my deen, I am a Muhammadi. Every part of my life, I learn from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then I understood the purpose of my life. The non-Muslim doesn't know the purpose of life. He has no goal. For the believer, the dunya is a prison. A pious person, once someone make dua for him, may Allah grant you a long life and good health. May Allah bless you with the best of dunya and akhirat. Pious person begins to laugh. The person making dua says, why do you laugh upon this dua? He says, effectively you are making dua that Allah keeps this prisoner longer in prison. The dunya is a prison. Jannat is reality. لا خوفٌ عليهم. No fear what will happen in the future. Everything invested and sent ahead already. There is no fear of the journey ahead. ولا هم يحزنون. And no grief of what was left behind. That I missed an opportunity. No grief. That is Jannat. Never to become sick. There is no lockdown. There is no mask. There is nothing whatsoever. Absolutely free. The catalyst for every believer, every morning, that I'm looking for that amal, I'm looking for that action that will get my jannat for today. The jannati amal. What is it that will make my jannat today if I have to leave this dunya today? What is it? Imam Shafi will say, rahmatullah alayh, have one such secret amal and action in your life, which is so secret between you and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that nobody else knows. On the day of Qiyamah, in our words, if all four tires become flat, and I've lost everything, I've got one spare wheel at least. I can pull it out on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, this certain action, this certain amal, certain action, I've done only for you and nobody else knows. Nobody else knows such a secret amal. To keep it as a spare wheel on the day of Qiyamah. The one jannati amal action of mine that I have to do. And the reality, every sunnah to Nabi alayhi salatu salam is a jannati action. Every amal. Rabi'ul Awwal is about adopting that life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the jannati life. This misconception, if I bring deen into my life, into my dressing, into my home, into my bedroom, into my eating, into my weekends, if I bring the sunnah, misconception, my life will become dry. There's no enjoyment anymore. And the reward for this will be only in akhirat. Never. The lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is so beloved to Allah that Allah, through the barakat of every sunnah, will grant you a jannati life in this world. Jannatun fi dunya bi hudur al mawla. Allama Alusi rahimullah in tafsir says, the person who will fear standing before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and he will bring complete deen into his life. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah will give him a life of a jannati in this world. He's walking in the dunya, but his heart is like he's in jannat. Bi hudur al mawla. He's living in the consciousness of his creator. As a youngster just got married, and he's living in that conscious state of a honeymoon. How he's feeling elated already. Or not even married, he's only proposed. The word came today and how he feels. In his salah he's smiling, in his dua he's smiling. Why, what is it? He said, my proposal came through. She said, yes. He proposed, she said, yes. Allah says, I will make you feel like this every day. That one proposal, from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, got accepted from one makhluk, one creation of Allah, makes you so happy. Imagine the Creator accepts your proposal. That I want to become a Muhammadi. Allah says, accepted. You are making the effort. You want to come unto deen. Every day life will become a life of jannat. Salatul Fajr will become easy. To break the command of Allah will become difficult. Jannatun fi dunya, Allah will give you jannati life in this world. Bi hudur al mawla, you'll be living in the presence of my creator. You'll feel Allah in your heart, you feel Allah in your movements. My Allah is with me. Inna Allah ma'i, my Allah is with me, my Allah is with me. You feel the enjoyment of the Creator with you. This is a cash benefit. And the credit, he said, Jannatun fil akhirah bi liqa'i al-mawla. The young boy, after so many months, finally, the nikah takes place. And now he has butterflies, she has butterflies. He's waiting for the final meeting with her. And we know the enjoyment, not only him experiencing it, the entire family. Allah says you will bring deen into your life, then jannat in akhirat, when you will meet your creator. When you will meet your creator, the one that has designed and made all the pleasures of dunya and akhirat, now you'll finally meet him, the supplier, the wholesaler, the manufacturer. Finally I met Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the enjoyment of that meeting. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is dua for a sahabi. Oh Allah, let it be such that when he meets you, he's smiling at you. And Ya Allah, when you meet him, Ya Allah, you smile at him. Allah give us a mouth like that. So the month of Rabiul Awwal is to study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how to bring every sunnah into our lives. And very importantly, right now, my dear brothers, the cry in the world is that the world wants to see the akhlaq of a Muslim. What is the character of a Muslim? The world is reading in kitabs and books on the internet what a Muslim should be, the life of a Muslim. As Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, what was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She replied, kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. His akhlaq was the Qur'an Sharif. What is in the Qur'an? In the Qur'an is a balance. There are warnings and glad tidings. Commanding good and forbidding evil. Softness, narmi, tenderness, and also to be harsh. Allah speaks about Jannat and Jahannam. There's a balance. Nabi alayhi salatu salam's life was just the same also. With his tender nature and his gentleness and his compassion, when it came to his personal life, his personal self, very gentle, very kind, overlooking, compassionate, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Together with that, when it came to the deen of Allah, when the deen of Allah was compromised, then there was firmness. Then there was firmness. Today the father comes to the masjid for Fajr Salah. He's there every day. Imam Sahib will ask the father, where's your young son? 10 years old, 15 years old. The response of the father, Mawlana, make dua. Mawlana, make dua. Can't wake up in the morning. Try to wake him up, he can't wake up. Make dua. So when Alim replied, yes, we'll make the dua. Fajr Salah, I cannot make it. But rather, you wake him up for Fajr Salah, and I'll make dua for him to wake up for school. He said, no, that can't happen. School, he has to wake up. Fees are paid already. The lift club is waiting. He'll delay me. But then he has to wake up. For Salah, he must make dua, but for school, he'll be awake. He has to go to school. Commitment to school. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had firmness, and also he had with him when he came to the deen of Allah, then there was firmness and there was sternness. There was no compromise. There's a word ulama use, mudahana. Mudahana means badluddin lid-dunya. For a person to compromise his deen, for a person to compromise his deen for some benefit of this world or to ward off some evil of this world. Mudahana, he compromises his deen. This ulama explained is very, very dangerous for a person's iman and for his akhirat. But now he compromises his deen. He goes for the job interview. And they say, we will give you with all the perks, but compromise your dressing. Don't be a Muhammadi here. Compromise your beard. Compromise your topi. Compromise your salah. This is a mudahana. On that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam becomes stern and upset. How dare you compromise my deen? For benefit of dunya or to ward off some harm of dunya. Dunya is your prison. Akhirat is your freedom. Akhirat is your freedom. Don't sell your freedom with this prison. When he came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being soft and compassionate, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was wearing a Najarani shawl. And the edge of it was coarse and hard. A Bedouin walks in. He sees Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wearing a new shawl. And he tugs at it, he pulls at it, he yanks the shawl. Bedouin, had in nature, in akhlaq, in character. This is rahmatul lil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sent as a rahmat to mankind. Bedouin comes and he yanks it, he tugs at it. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he is there, he is sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that I look at the beautiful neck of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and this Bedouin tugged it so hard, so harshly, he left a mark on his neck. It was you or myself. How you turn around? What a temper. How dare you? Who you think you are? This is rahmatul alameen. Show us what is akhlaq. The sunnah of having good akhlaq. He turns around and this Bedouin tells him, Mur li min malillahi alladhi atakum. O Muhammad, give me some of the wealth that Allah has given you. Give me from the wealth which Allah has given you. فَضَحِكَ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam smiles at him. He smiles at him. And he commands Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, give him something as a gift. The softness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. To adopt the softness within our homes. You know what I'm saying? We are showing the soft nature and all the smiles in the office place, in the corporate world, with haram females. All the softness and the smiles and the good character and the nice words and the sweetness. The man goes home, now there's no more softness left. There's no more muhabbat left. The wife who's giving her life for you doesn't look so attractive anymore. He loves the prison life. This is freedom at home. But he loves the prison life and he gives all the muhabbat there. Muhabbat should be given at home. The compassion, the love, the kindness to the wife, to the children, to parents, to his Muslim brothers in the masjid. The cry is right now, the akhlaq of the masjid has to be exported into the marketplace. How we sit in the masjid with the dhikr on the tongue, the concern of akhirat in the heart. The time has come, we have to take this character and nature and disposition of the masjid to the marketplaces. We have to turn it around, like the markets of Madinatul Munawwara. But to the extent ulama say, even the children's playing in the gullies of Madina Munawwara was deen. Even their playing was deen. In our society, we say the playing of the children is deen. When the child is playing, for example, he has to win the match, he will say, Allahu Akbar. Allah did it. Now that I am not playing and I call my father and the fight breaks out. Attributes everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not about me. Now the child at a young age is thought to be so proud that you are the boss, you are everything. The playing of the children was deen also. O Madinatul Munawwara. That akhlaq, that environment has to be transported, has to be exported from the masjid now to the homes and the marketplaces. The time has come where the world is waiting for Deen Islam. The Muslim has to wake up. He should show the akhlaq of a mu'min, of a Muslim. The softness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But together with that, when the command of Allah was broken, then there was no compromise. There was no compromise. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu is sitting. A person is brought from one of the tribes of Madina Munawwara, from Banu Abdul Qais. He's brought before Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. A place called Sus. So he asked, who is this person? He's so and so. Hazrat Umar knew about him. So he tells him to sit down. As he sits, he takes out his stick and he strikes him. So what have I done? Why do you hit me? Umar bin Khattab then starts Surah Yusuf, Quran Tilawat. Alif Lam Ra, Tilka Ayatul Kitab al-Mubin. Then he strikes him again, the second time. O Miru Mu'mini, what have I done? He said, Are you the one that transcribed the scriptures of Daniel alayhi salatu wasalam? That you noted it down, and now you are teaching it and you are reading it. He said, tell me what to do then. He says, I warn you, that those incidents that you have transcribed from the scriptures of Daniel alayhi salatu wasalam, which have been abrogated, Quran is the final scripture. There is no need for anything else. I implore you, I command you to take some hot water, some cotton wool, and erase those scriptures. They are here once again that you are teaching it or reading it. Then I will discipline you. Then he mentions about himself, that when it came to the scriptures of before, at one time I had transcribed them also. I took them to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi of Allah asked him, Umar, what is this? I said, This is a transcription of the past scriptures. He said, I saw the face, Mubarak face of Nabi Ali becoming so red with anger. The Nabi of Allah ordered the Muazzin, call to the people, call them to the masjid. And Nabi of Allah delivered a khutbah and warned the people that we will revert and go back to the scriptures of before. The Quran, he said, I have left you upon a clear road. The Quran is explicit, clear, there's no ambiguity. There's no need for anything else. For any other type of secular type of education that breaks a person's iman, takes him away from Allah, This education, ulama explain, are sciences of this world that teach us the workings of Allah. Learn the sciences of dunya to understand how my Allah is operating the dunya. Not learn the sciences divorcing and minusing Allah. Learn them by all means. Allah Ta'ala does everything. Manufacturing, import, export, the rain, precipitation, condensation. Learn it, no problem. I say, Subhanallah, my Allah, how you do everything? Allah hasn't created everything just in vain, without purpose. Allah has put the sciences there to learn it, to make my akhirat, to make my jannat. So he warned him. Nabi of Allah became angry. Be careful ever, once again you transcribe. When it came to sternness, mudahana, where a person now sells his deen for some benefit of dunya, he'll compromise the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's grave warnings, Allah will destroy this nation as he destroyed the nations of before. Presently ulama are saying, we find in the world, my dear brothers, what is happening? Allah protect us. Whether it be in Iraq, some fire, 100 dead. Whether it be in Morocco, whether it be in Libya, whether it be in Turkey, some earthquake. We don't know what's going to happen next. Johannesburg, some tremor. But we feel so insulated, nothing will happen. We are safe. Allah keep us safe. But the signs are there. One alim noted and he says that I am quite surprised. The entire world is being put to test right now. Some countries in Europe, they can't control the fires. When it comes to the west, cyclones, tornadoes. When it comes to the east, flooding. Somewhere something is happening. In South Africa, Allah knows best what you people are doing. But he noted and he said, it seems to me that the only action possibly is protecting this country is the amount of charity we give in the path of Allah. May Allah accept it. Amen. The big-heartedness of the businessmen and professionals and the people and the spending in the path of Allah, he says, but looking at the level of opulence and extravagance and abandoning the sunnah, if this was not there, he says, guaranteed Allah would have wiped out the people of this country. It's only the spending in the path of Allah, but that too has expiry date. We'll have to come to complete deen, the wealth Allah has given to bring deen into our lives and to break the command of Allah. This is mudahana, to sell our deen with some dunya benefit. Allah protect us, shouldn't be Allah tests us. We heard now recently that certain wedding took place, 100 people dead in one wedding. Whether how many Muslims were there, Allah knows best, if there were any. But they listen for us, how it can happen just like that. To bring our masjid life now into our homes, into our nikahs, into our walimahs, into our functions. What was the motivation? As the sahabi mentioned in the beginning, when he was asked, why did you come? Ibta'athan Allah, Allah sent us. Allah has sent me and Allah has provided for me. Allah has made this dunya a tablecloth for insan. Take how much you want. Take how much you want. But it belongs to me, belongs to Allah. Eat how much you want, give the makhluk also, but don't abuse it. We want our children also, don't abuse it. Allah wants us also. The people of Allah want us also, don't abuse it. We know our children, we want them. If you abuse it, I will take it away. Allah gives the warning also. If not now, in akhirat you will be deprived, when you need it the most. So for us to be so careful in this period of time, my dear brothers, when it comes to our deen, does not become contaminated. At one time, we will pass a temple or a church, we will read the fourth kalima. Don't even look at it. Don't even look at that place. Now the da'wah is given, then come into the place. Come into the place. We can coexist. There's a clear, definite line between iman and kufr. There's no mudahana that I have to do this, sell, compromise my deen to ward off some evil. This is mudahana in deen. Nabi of Allah forbade us. No mudahana. When the kuffar exceeded the limits in transgression upon the Muslims, whether it was the tribes of Ri'al and Dhaqwan that killed 70 sahaba radiallahu anhum for 1 month, rahmatul lil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when sahaba ikram were slaughtered and killed, And the limits of deen were trampled upon for one complete month. Every day in Salatul Fajr, Nabi Ali Salatul Salam recited Qunut and Nazila and cursed those two nations. May Allah destroy them. May Allah destroy them. Battle of Khandaq. The Battle of Khandaq. When Sahaba Ikram and Nabi Ali Salatul Salam, the Kuffar launched an attack. Couldn't get to the Muslims. But they were there, the enemy was there. Was present before them. And because of the enemy's presence, Sahaba Ikram could not leave their places. The tender Nabi, compassionate Nabi, there was no mudahana, no compromise now. Because of them imprisoned there, Sahaba Ikram were unable to perform the Salatul Asr. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam became so upset for the sake of deen that he made dua. ملأ الله قبورهم وبيوتهم نارا حتى شغلونا عن صلاة الوسطى. See, may Allah fill their qabrs with fire. May Allah fill their homes with fire. They have kept us busy. They have kept us busy till we almost missed our Salatul Fajr حتى غابت الشمس. Until the sun almost went down and setted. He made dua against them. So we see the balance in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our lives also. How much are we giving up the deen of Allah? Allah protect us, we don't want to take that baddua and curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there's a complete beautiful lifestyle. Whether it comes to our iman, we've got to check our iman right now. Where there's a direct attack on iman right now. But interfaith, multi-faith, we have to be clear, kufr is kufr, iman is iman. Whether I lose my dunya or get my dunya, there is no compromise to my deen. My iman, then my akhlaq, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is supreme. Is nothing more supreme and elite than having the character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? His outer appearance, his inner, his sirat and his surat. His inner self and external. That is the trend. That is the way to the day of Qiyamah. There is no compromise on it. There is no compromise. And before Qiyamah, subhanallah, ulama explain that the kuffar also, this sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will become the trend. Let them not make it a trend. Rather, we come upon it and they follow us. Shouldn't be that they make the beard a trend, we follow them. Soon they've been making the abaya also and the cloaks a trend. It's already started. That's become the trend also. Now the Muslim will follow. In our akhlaq, we check the sunnats. In our mu'amalat, business dealings, mu'asharat, our social interaction, these branches of deen, we have to rectify and correct them. Then we'll see how deen will spread in the world. And to conclude, ulama explain that before Qiyamah, deen will spread in the world. Entire world will become Muslim. The promise of Allah. We can be one of two types of people. One of two categories. We can be onlookers and say, Subhanallah, Mashallah, people are coming to deen. It will happen. The promise of Allah. Or I can be one that will also be part of it and make the effort towards it and get the reward of it. That I was also part of the movement where deen became alive. Whether in my workplace, whether in my home, whether wherever I am working. My social circles also, they see the deen of Allah in me. On this, he became a Muslim. On this, she became a Muslim. My wife spoke to so and so, she became a Muslim. I got my hand in it. On the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will call up those that became like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that gave their life in the path of Allah. And Allah will say, I am pleased with you. That person who made the effort of deen, Allah will say, you can join them also. We can be an onlooker or we can be a role player. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to become those that will become beacons of hidayat. Masabihul huda. And mighlaq al shar. Allah make us locks for all the evil in the world. That we don't open the doors of fitna. But rather we close them and become means of hidayat. And our little children also make ta'lim at home. One young boy heard in his home about Sahaba radiallahu anhum. When he went to school, teacher asked him, what do you want to become? He said, I want to become a Sahabi. What is a Sahabi? He said, I don't know a Sahabi. My mother reads at home the stories of Sahaba. They're my inspiration. White teacher, non-Muslim, European, goes and asks the mother, who is this Sahabi I never heard about? She says, the Sahabi is a companion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She reads to her one story, a non-Muslim, on one reply, of a little boy, I will become a Sahabi, embraces Islam. Allah makes him a beacon of hidayat. Where it came from in the home, there was no compromise, my dear brothers. The mother instilled in the child, Allah has sent me. Allah has sent every one of us, every one of our children. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding.